Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right, folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost, 5-Minute Idea Fix. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for your sanity, your productivity, and let's be honest, your overall happiness. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries at work. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like there's never enough time to get everything done, and your personal life is taking a backseat? You know that feeling when you leave work exhausted, but haven't accomplished anything meaningful because you were just putting out fires all day? Well, trust me, you're not alone. This happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. You have the power to change it. It all starts with setting clear boundaries and protecting your time and energy. Think of it like this. Imagine your workday is a garden. If you let everything run wild, it'll become overgrown and chaotic. But if you set boundaries like fences and paths, you can cultivate a beautiful, flourishing space where you can actually grow and thrive. So, how do we do that? What are the key ingredients for a healthy work-life balance? Buckle up, because here are five takeaways that will totally rock your workday. 1. Know your non-negotiables. First things first, figure out what absolutely cannot be compromised. Maybe it's leaving on time to spend with your family, having dedicated workout time, or simply enjoying a few hours of guilt-free relaxation. Identify those non-negotiables and treat them like sacred cows. You don't let anyone mess with those. 2. Communicate clearly. This is huge. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be direct, clear, and assertive when communicating your boundaries. When someone asks you to take on something extra, politely decline if it clashes with your priorities. A simple thanks for thinking of me, but I'm already fully committed right now can work wonders. 3. Learn to say no without feeling guilty. This is a superpower, folks. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your values. Remember, saying no to one thing often means saying yes to something more important, like your own sanity. 4. Set realistic expectations. Don't be a perfectionist. Aim for excellence, not flawlessness. It's okay to delegate tasks, ask for help when you need it, and admit when something is beyond your scope. Remember, doing everything yourself isn't sustainable and frankly, it's just unrealistic. 5. Protect your time. Treat your time like the precious commodity it is. Schedule blocks of time for focus work, breaks, and personal activities. Avoid distractions, like checking social media constantly or attending unnecessary meetings. Focus on being present in each moment and giving your full attention to the task at hand. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's always overworked and stressed. She constantly takes on extra projects, answers emails late into the night, and feels like she's drowning. She neglects her hobbies, her social life, and even her own health. But then one day, she decides to implement some boundaries. She starts saying no to projects that aren't a priority, sets aside dedicated time for personal activities, and communicates her availability clearly to her colleagues. The result? Sarah feels less stressed, more energized, and actually enjoys her work again. See, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self at work and in life. Remember, you deserve to have a fulfilling and balanced life. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you set healthy boundaries at work and reclaim your time and energy. Don't underestimate the power of these simple steps that can make a world of difference. Now, go out there and rock that workday, knowing you're in control, feeling empowered, and living life on your own terms. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use some boundary setting inspiration. Until next time, keep those creative juices flowing and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.